Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
We continue back on Radio Row inside the Phoenix Convention Center. Now joining us from the New England Patriots, my football team, is, of course, Lawrence Guy. Lawrence, how you been?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. So this past year, how do you look back at it, and how do you describe what the Patriots did this past season?
It was a rocky season. We had some good points. We got some bad points. But it's at the time that we got to get better consistently. As you said, this team ain't going to be the same as it was last year, as the previous year. So we have to keep on improving. And the new pieces that come in, we have to build with that and try to get back to where we were. The whole idea is to get to the playoffs. And it doesn't start in mid-season. It starts in the off-season.
What's your confidence level at with Mac Jones?
Very high. I think he's a real good quarterback. And everybody keeps talking about, oh, he does this and he does that. I see a lot of passion in his heart. I see a little passion in his eyes. He had an injury, came back as fast as he could, and he competes every single day. And you see that he's trying to get better. He doesn't blame people for what he does when he goes to the media. He understands the situation. He understands it's a team sport, and we got to continue to build with him.
And I think a big thing is, last year, I didn't understand the approach on the offensive side of the ball with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge running the offense. Getting Bill O'Brien back, I think it's going to be really beneficial for Mac.
Yeah, only time will tell, you know. Seeing everything that expired this offseason is Billy O came back. We're moving parts around. We retained Gerard Mayo. It's now what can we do and how can we do it from – day one of offseason program, putting plays in, understanding the schemes, building those relationships, bringing whoever got brought in, and going into the training camp. Because it starts there. It starts in practice. If you can't do it in practice, you can't do it in the game.
Gerard Mayo, he's been talked about before as a head coaching candidate. Now back in New England, I guess he got some sort of promotion. It's always unclear with what goes on with the Patriots coaching staff and the way that it gets reported and the way that it officially gets worded. But what would you say to someone if they ask you, Lawrence, you've been around Gerard now for a bunch of years. What kind of head coach do you think he would be one day?
I think it would be a good one. And I think from being a player to coming being a coach, he understands both aspects of the game. Understanding putting his hand in the dirt and understanding looking from above. So he can have that aspect of, hey, man, you can't do this. You need to communicate this way. This is how it's going to be in this loud situation on the field and off the field. This is what we're looking at. I feel like he's going to be a good player's coach and a good coach overall of getting everybody together as a unit. As you see, he's been there since the 2020 season, the most difficult season for everybody, and building everybody's brotherhood is something big that he's good at. You can see him in the press conference. You can see him as a player, that he's always that person that has a lot of energy. He's always the same personality every single day, that he wants to bring us all together.
There's always rumors about who could be taken over for Bill one day whenever Bill elects to walk away. I don't think that date is in the foreseeable future. You know, maybe 4 or 5 years from now, who knows? But it used to be Josh McDaniel's name as the next head coach. Now it's Gerard Mayo's name. Can you see one day Gerard being the head coach of the Patriots?
You can see that. We don't know when Bill's going to retire, but yeah, you can see that. You can see the work he puts in. If that day happens, it's going to be a great day because I know he loves that team, loves the organization, and loves the area. And he's going to do a lot for that. I see a bright future for him like everybody else does. It could be New England. It could be somewhere else. It could. I just wish him nothing but the best to continue to build his career.
Lawrence Guy, so everyone loves to talk about the quarterbacks, right? It's either this game coming up on Sunday, it's Mahomes and Hurts. You talk about Tom Brady retiring, Aaron Rodgers and his future. That's been a storyline the last 3 years. I got to take an aspirin every time I hear about it now because it just never ends. It's always quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. But really in this game, I look at Chris Jones and I look at Hassan Reddick. Those to me, I think, could be the two biggest game changers coming up on Sunday.
Because it starts up front. As you said, everybody's talking about quarterback, wide receivers, everybody that scores touchdowns and makes those completions, but It starts up front with your line, starts up with your linebackers. Somebody asked me who I feel like was going to be a really good impact of the game. I said, Hargrove. I see him impacting the game that nobody really talks about what he did this season. He did a great job this season, and I feel like he's going to make an impact. They're, like you got Fletcher, you got him. I feel like they just got a good depth to the line with Sue. Everybody's just there. It's going to be that aspect. It's going to be a battle of the trenches. And what we always say, if you don't win up front, you don't win the game. So you have to win up front to win the game.
Your first year in New England was the Super Bowl 52 season, right? Against the
Eagles?
Yes. Right? Because then you have one ring and you won it the next year in Super Bowl 53.
Yeah.
Those back-to-back years, how do you look back on them where you got so close but yet so far, and then clearly you guys won the second one?
Well, geez, you know, the first one I went to was like, oh, my God, I'm in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This is dope. Who we playing? We had a good system. We had a good everything. It's just – it didn't really plan out the way we wanted to. Like, I broke my thumb third quarter, first series, and I'm like, dang. So we just tape it up, and you go just go back in because it's the Super Bowl.
It's the last game.
It's the last game. You're like, man, if I win the Super Bowl, it's going to be one heck of a story that, hey, I broke my thumb and played two quarters with it.
But hold the trophy in the other hand, you're probably thinking.
But that's the aspect. And then being able to go back the following year and win in one of the best defensive games in the NFL – it's always memories that are going to be held. We play this game every year to go to the Super Bowl. It's not that, oh, man, we're just going out there to get staff, to get paid. We're trying to go to the Super Bowl. That's the end goal. And actually being a part of it twice. They were a part of it three, four times. Being a part of it twice is something I'm always going to remember, I'm always going to enjoy. But I feel like the second time around, you get to actually soak it all in and get every aspect and enjoy it a little bit more than the first time.
And I was talking about this with someone yesterday. When you win the AFC title game in one of the craziest games I've ever seen, I think I had like seven heart attacks during that game against Kansas City, you celebrate with your teammates.
Yeah.
But then when you win the Super Bowl, I know your teammates are your family, but you celebrate with your actual family on the field.
Well, no. You celebrate with your teammates because your family can't get on the field fast enough. So you come on the field, you're like,
it's a quick celebration.
You're like, oh, look at this, and we won. Then your family gets to come on the field. Then it's a joyful thing. Like, I have a photo of me and my daughter kissing the Lombardi before everybody else got to touch it. I'm like, this is the experience that me and her are always going to cherish. She doesn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets it when she sees the photo. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience. There's players that have never been to the playoffs. There's players that have never been to a Super Bowl. And actually, experience that with your family is something that you can't take away. Like you said, it's a short time that you get to experience the happiness and everything with your teammates on the field. But you always got the parade.
Yeah.
The parade is nothing but you and your teammates out
there.
Cue
up the duck boats.
The duck boats getting hit in the head with beers.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So I lived in Philadelphia when you guys lost, and I saw that parade and how many people throw beers. People were throwing Nick Foles because they call him BDN condoms. Like, it was stupid. And then you get to Boston for Super Bowl 53, and that's their sixth parade at the time. They're the veterans. And all the fans are just chucking beers at you.
You just get chucking. You're like, hey. So you start ducking. Then you do have family say, stay under the boat.
Yeah.
Like, you're going Gronk to get
spiking
hit.
Them.
Oh, man. It's the best time. But that's the celebration with your teammates. It's right there. You did all this the whole time. You go into meetings because you do your exit meetings still. You go into meetings. You be like, hey, man, you guys won the championship. This is the best thing ever. It's a Super Bowl win. Then you go to the duck parade, and it's like, man.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, be careful. That's a warning they tell you before you get on. Be careful. You're like, what do you mean? They're going to hit somebody in the head with a beer. They're like, no, you're going to get hit. Now, you see videos of multiple people getting smacked in the face, and you're just like, oh, snap, that just hit me.
Lawrence Guy, wrapping up. So, if you were in that Chiefs locker room, or the Eagles locker room, what would you say about going up against Mahomes and what the biggest key is?
Understand that you have to contain the big plays he can make on a consistent basis. It's not the traditional play. It's that sidearm play. It's that this over-the-head lob. You always have to stay on your man. You always have to understand that the play is never over when it's over. It's always something. So if somebody's wrapping them up and you're like, oh, no, they got a tackle, it's not over. The play is still going until you see his knee or the ball hit the ground. Continue the play every single time until that whistle blows.
And then on the other side, when I look at Jalen Hurts, he's a phenomenal quarterback, and everyone talks about his running ability. It's not really when he takes off and run. I just think it's the threat to run, because you never know until the last second if it's going to be a pass or a run. And for a defensive player, that's got to be insanely frustrating.
It is, because you see he sits in the pocket. He wants to make those precise throws, but he always has to threat to run it. You never forget the fact that he could run the ball 20 yards.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there, and you're rushing, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it. Oh, snap, this man got out the pocket. You're like, oh, yeah, he can run. So it's not only to keep him in the pocket because he's a good passing quarterback, it's to maintain his feet to make sure he doesn't elude it. So if he spins up the field, make sure you got upfield shoulder. If he's going to step up in the game, you realize he's stepping up, to make sure that you don't give those step-up lanes and the A-gaps and you're covering the B's and A's.
Were you surprised Brady retired?
Yes and no. Yes, because you just think that when is it going to end? He already did it once.
Yeah.
It's just the second time. You're like, is he going to really play another two season or a season or so? But when he retired, like, oh, man. But then you're happy for him that this is the point of his life. He's like, hey, this point in my life I am done with. I'm moving on to the next chapter in my life. He played the game for so long, and he's done so many great things, broke so many records, and is a great human being. I just feel like now he's turning the page on that chapter.
The boxer's photo that he posted with the interesting hand placement, let's just say. If he was still in the locker room, what would you say to him?
I'm like, bro, you trying to get people to buy your underwear? He's like, everybody's going to buy the Brady brand. Watch this. Everybody's going to talk about it as soon as I do it. And as soon as what happened, everybody's been talking about it consistently. That third strap that he's been sending out. But I bet you he made a lot of sales in underwear.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
dominated
that.
Dominated his website.
But a lot of people going to that website, all different ages, right, going to that website.
They're going to that website.
The 80 Brady ladies probably going to that website too. All right, so here's what I've always respected about you. Not only your incredible teammate and leader, but the work you do off the field. I know you were a finalist for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award that got handed out last night. Just tell us more about your community work.
Me and my wife started the Lawrence Guy Family Foundation about a couple of years ago, and we really try to focus on uplifting the community, help food insecurities, and help mothers, single mothers, get the essentials they need to have their babies. And we focus on that, giving inspiration to people that have learning disabilities or with single mothers that might not need a little help, might not have the best of luck coming up, either something happened in their personal life or they just don't have the means to do it. So we always try to look for that to help them out. I believe for the last 2 years, we held a baby shower that we helped give every mom around $7,000 worth of baby utensils, strollers, side sleepers, car seats. And then we're not talking about just some stuff you just go to Walmart. We're talking about doonas, upper babies, high-end stuff that I use for my kids. I want to make sure they got the same materials that I have. Then from there, making sure every kid has an idea, a backpack or school utensils to start their year off right, and give them an inspiration that nobody could hold them back, that they have their own future in their hand. And every single year, we like to do Christmas giving back to local schools, but this year we made it a little bit more personal. We took five families and we fulfilled their Christmas list and got them games to the last game of the season. And we took 12 kids that, I want to say 12 or 10 kids in a local boxing after school program, and we took them to Dick's Sporting Goods, and we made sure they got $300 worth of stuff and an initial $400 worth of shoes and jackets, where they could understand that their hard work is being watched. It's not about what you do or what people's not seeing. Somebody's going to notice it, and I wanted to make sure they knew I noticed that what they were doing, and they could continue their hard work.
Well, I appreciate you doing this, and we got to get back to the playoffs this year. I was at the game in Buffalo 2 years ago, freezing my ass off. And that wasn't a good one. This year, no playoffs. I know. And you know what? I had a few beers in my system. So
did you have a jacket on?
Yeah, seven.
See, I didn't have a jacket. I was on the field. It's cold. Yeah. Just sitting there like, this is cold.
So we got to get back to the postseason this year. And let's get a playoff game at Gillette, all right? I like going at Gillette instead of having to go a row for the playoff games.
Oh, me too. I don't live that far from the stadium. So I'm like, I can just go right home, meet the kids.
Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.